All right, after watching the game in detail, I'll go back on a little bit of what I said yesterday. You know, I thought we came out and we started fast. 14-0 start is pretty good. You know, we were running the football. We hit a couple big passes against them. We caused a turnover. We created field position with the kicking game. So we had a good start. And I felt like going into the second quarter, we were continuing to play that way. And then we hit a three-minute period there that at least initially changed the course of the game. Safe to say, when you talk about the opportunity loss of not scoring points and then giving up, it was about a 21-point swing in my mind. And so the challenge there is going in at halftime is to come back out and restart your motor. We came out, and I thought we were playing hard, and we just didn't overcome it. And so that's what happens in the game. It's very important, no matter how hard you play, the results are important, and that's winning. And we can't let a three-minute period wreck a performance against the Super Bowl champs. Can't do it. They took advantage of what we gave them, and we didn't overcome it. So that's where it's at. We're moving forward. Looking forward to playing the Bengals this week. The fellas are just finishing up the preparation or the corrections from yesterday. We're playing a team that we know pretty well. They're coming off a tough loss, and looking forward to playing them here at home. So with that being said, I'll take your questions.
Have you talked to Joe Hayden?
I did early this morning.
What was your message to him, and did you convey disappointment or anger?
No, Joe and I just, this is the first Joe could be in the building, so the first stop he made this morning, he came in early, I don't know if it was the first stop, but it was early this morning. He came in and we visited, and we just talked about what we're going to do as we progress. Beyond that, I'll keep it private.
What will him being back mean for your defense?
Well, he's one of our better defensive players, so him being back, we're glad to have him back.
I know there's nothing you can do about it now, but the loss of him just had such a domino effect, it appeared in that secondary.
We have Joe Hayden back. We're going to put him in the lineup. We're getting ready to play the Bengals. Moving forward. That's where we're at.
Procedure of him coming in today? Does he have to go through conditioning tests or anything like that?
No, he's back. I'm sure you guys will get a chance to see him here in a few minutes. I'm sure you got a few questions for him.
Do you have an update on DeQuell and Dimitri and Anava? You lost them yesterday.
Yeah, we'll have to just see as the week progresses how they're doing. No updates on them.
Coach, I know you don't want to get too specific, but did he apologize directly to you for what happened?
Joe and I had a good talk. Period.
When you want that 3rd-and-1 play again, the interception, how did it look?
I watched it a few times, yeah.
Okay, well, how did it look each time you saw it then?
It was an interception each time I saw it, yeah. It looked the same every time. All right, and we need to execute it better.
Was Jordan open early on that out?
I think so.
You've spoken a lot of times about, you know, next guy up, no excuses, you know, and I understand all that
and
stuff.
And I believe it, by the way. When yeah. I say it, I believe that. So I just don't say it. I believe it.
You, here you are with, defensively, you lose Patterson, and you're already without Hayden, and you lose Ataba Rubin, and you've lost DeQuell.
Maybe.
I mean, if there's a time for an excuse, this is it. How do you justify the you know, not using that as some kind of justification for a performance?
You know what? It's a good question, but I'm not wired that way. I'm not. We're going to put 46 guys active in orange helmets with white and brown stripes, and we're going to play. That's it. And that's the mindset of everybody in that locker room. We're just going to do that, you know. And, no, there's no excuses. It really isn't, you know. You know, I've got a very proud team, and you just keep pushing, you know.
Do you think Brandon's learning from some of these interceptions that he's throwing?
I know he is. And part of being a pro is when things don't go the way you want it, being hard on yourself. That's part of it. You know, it's fair to say that the head coach and the quarterback tend to be very hard on themselves.
How did your offensive line perform yesterday?
I thought they, you know, I probably could have led into that a little bit. I thought they battled pretty well. You know, I saw Brandon get hit twice only. It's pretty good. Pretty good. And that's a pretty, we talked about all week how that's a pretty darn good front. I thought they battled pretty well. But that being said, not well enough for us to win.
A lot of yards, too many interceptions. Where's he at right now in his development?
Well, I still think he made progress yesterday. I think he stood in the pocket yesterday and threw the ball to number two and number three in the progression a few times. He hit on a deep ball early in the game to a receiver he's just been working with for a few weeks. There was some general efficiency there, and there were a couple bad plays that he'd love to have back. And now how he responds to all that, that's this week's challenge as we get ready to play the Bengals.
Secondary and gave up those three touchdowns, pretty good yardage. What did you see as the issue?
Well, I think there's some things, you know, there's some situational football that we can do better. Short yardage on offense, of course. And then I thought we gave up some plays in the red zone in coverage, I think, that we need to get better on.
I think Randy, he always talks to us about, we're going to take chances. That's just him. That's just maybe college mentality. How difficult is it to change that thinking?
Take chances? Yeah.
Not take chances, but be aggressive.
Being aggressive is probably a better way to phrase that. But you got to have a general respect for the football. On the third and short play, I think it was a guy trying to make a play, you know, and you can learn from that. At the 25-yard line, third and one, you know, if it doesn't play out the way it should on time and you're outside the pocket, I think we all know what you could and should do with the football. And then it gives us the decision to either go for it on fourth and one or kick a field goal and take some points. But I think there's a fine line between being aggressive and very that football is important, making sure that you play smart as well.
Why did Bradshaw have so much room to run?
Well, I think they blocked us pretty well. They hit us on a couple of schemes where the scheme was going to get them 6 or 8 yards, and then we got to just minimize the damage and get them on the ground. You know, I think that's important. And then they, you know, you have that many. If you pop a couple long ones, which they did, and you can't let the runner do that, then that adds, and that's how you get a 200-yard game.
Team goes on a run like the Giants went on at the end of the first half. Coach calls a timeout and tries to settle it down. What do you do in football? Is there anything you can do other? I mean, do you call a timeout? Do you?
Well, we had time. The clock was stopped at certain points in that game where we were talking about all that. You know, let's make the next play the best. You know, I talk to the team about when something bad happens, rise up and stop the bleeding. You know, so there could be something to be learned from that. If you throw an interception or there's a turnover, then you need to rise up, get them stopped. If they're in scoring zone, either get a turnover or make them kick a field goal, right? Then you get the ball back. You can't fumble, right? So, and I think that's where it comes from within, coaches and players alike. All right, a bad play happened. All right, let's not reel. Let's not everybody freak out. Let's get the bleeding stopped and start playing good football again. And those are the conversations you have. I didn't need to have a timeout and call them all up and make it about me. And those stoppages of the clock, that's what the coaches were getting to their players.
Is that a young team? Is that?
Nope, that's any team. That's any team. And I think we've seen it. In basketball, it's obvious because you got guys running all over the place. You go, timeout. All right, let's sit here and talk about it. In football, you have stoppages of the clock where they're all coming to the sideline, which is different. But I understand your question.
Jordan Gerwin, has he kind of worked his way, based on his production the last couple of weeks, and mm-hmm. especially yesterday, worked his way into significant playing time when, you know, even when everyone's healthy?
Well, he played 37 plays yesterday, and he had very good production. You know, and again, I think some of those young receivers were coached extra hard, and they responded in a way that you like to see them after, because I talked about how they all had great weeks of practice. And, you know, as far as the receivers that we have, we'll use them all. So those that are out there, we'll play.
Question, but Greg Little.
Are you sure?
I promise. It's just
bring it on, really. I'm good.
Greg Little, he was targeted twice yesterday. When you went back and looked at the game film, mm-hmm. What was it, a case that he wasn't available, wasn't open? What did you see as far as why he was only targeted twice when we had basically four receivers available yesterday?
Well, he was in the game quite a bit, and I wouldn't say there's anything significant to it. You know, he battled. He had some, I'll tell you what, he did. Greg's making progress in my mind. I asked him to do some things in the game that he did. I asked him to do some things in practice specifically that he did. That's between Greg and I. And I saw him in there fighting. All right. Now, he didn't get any production, but that doesn't mean he didn't contribute. And I think that's an important thing to remember when you're talking about receivers. I saw some things from him that were an upgrade in my mind. I saw him blocking and doing some things in the run game. You know, when you have screenplays that pop out like they did, we had a couple of long runs, and I think you all have a chance to go back and watch the coach's copy of this stuff. You see good blocks down the field, and I think some of those blocks were made by Josh and Greg. And so I think he did some things in there that I said, okay, he's starting to get it.
In the building, is he feeling generally okay after yesterday?
Yeah, he's around. There's a lot of guys in there that are game sore, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with the head injury. And
we'll see how he's doing.
I just meant
that. And there's a process, as we know.
Yeah. But, I mean, I didn't see him after the game, so I didn't know
if he was around. Yeah, or... he's been around.
And speaking of that, we haven't seen Alex Smith since week two.
Yeah.
Has he been around?
No, he's still here. Yeah, he's around. He was here today. I talked to him at length, actually. He's here.
Do you go back to the drawing board a little bit on your third down offense in general?
I think you just try to find and do the things you do well, you know. We converted a couple of fourth downs, I think, which are important. And I think you go back and you look at it. We look at all the situations all the time, you know, and, you know, we try to put together and do the things we do well and the things that we do well that attack the opponent we're playing. And so we got to just got to keep going back to it.
How would you assess Trent's progression here in these first 5 weeks from coming back from week one with no preseason?
Mm-hmm.
He's got four straight games with a rushing touchdown, but just –
yeah.
As a coach, how would you
I think he's getting better. I think Trent's improving. I think he's getting more confident in what he's doing. Not that confidence is an issue, but, you know, and I think he had, 130 yards of production yesterday. And he left a couple things out there. He'll be the first one to tell you. But, no, I think he's a very competitive guy. As we all know, with him, his future is very bright, very bright. And you like to get to the game to the point where you can overdo it on the run in the third quarter. You know, I think that's important. And we were going that direction, you know, until we had what happened before the half.
Would you like to see him do anything different on the third and one where he lost a couple yards?
Get the first.
Could he bounce it outside?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's mindset is, and they all know it's third and one when they're in the huddle. And everybody's mindset is you get the first, then everything else is extra. And so, you know, we ran a lead play that I think they'll all watch it and see how we could have gotten at least a yard.
Yesterday, Carl Banks said to me that when you take Trent Richardson off the field in the red zone, you're doing the defense a favor. How do you react to that?
That was Carl that said that? Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know. I don't necessarily think that's the case.
Why not?
Because I think whoever you put on the field has a chance to be involved in a pass play or a run play. I think what happens to me is what you have to think about is what's important for the defense is knowing if you're running or passing. All right? I'd like to – it would make sense to keep Trent on the field the whole game, right? Would you agree? Keep him on the field the whole game if he can handle it. And at some point he will be able to. No, I'm not saying that. But I think it's important that there are other guys that play. All right? I think it's important. I don't think you see any running back in the NFL, right, play every single snap. If there is one out there, I'd be curious to hear. Somebody know of a team that does that? Every snap? Maybe not. I don't think so. Because their second back had about 50 yards rushing against us. That one I know you're wrong on.
All this talk about Richardson would circle back to the third and one that became the pick. Have you second-guessed yourself on that play call?
Go ahead.
Have you second-guessed yourself on that play call?
Which one?
Ours. The third and one that became a pick and led to a touchdown for them.
I want us to execute the play we called better. And then we're always looking at better ways to do things. I'll let you guys second guess it. All right? And we'll work on getting everything better.
I'm surprised that Brandon didn't. You're always curious about guys knowing rules. And when that ball got batted back to him, that he threw it
at
him.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's just a bad reaction on his part. Yeah.
Were you surprised that he didn't know that rule?
He knew it. I mean, he knows it. I mean, that's, we know it, you know. I was yelling, run it, run it, run it, in my mind, you know. I was just too far away, you know.
You got the down.
We practice batting it down, and we practice batting it down with what hand? The one you don't throw with, you know. So, I mean, we drill all that stuff, but then all of a sudden, boom, the ball flashes, you catch the football, and, you know, there's just certain things you react to, you know.
Actually, I mean, it went fourth down if he doesn't.
You can't do that. I mean, I'm not justifying it in any way, and he won't either. Wasn't smart.
Giants, knocked down a few Brandon's passes yesterday. Is there anything he can do differently, or just?
Yeah, they did bat a few, and they've been a team that does bat balls. And there was a team they played last year that batted down seven balls. What they have is they have some defensive tackles that are long and big, and so what happens? They get caught sometimes where they don't get. There's times when they don't get pushed, so they can see, and then they get a hand up. And that happens sometimes, but quarterbacks got to throw in lanes. Even the tallest of guys can't throw over guys all the time.
Couple more questions,
guys. On the Josh Gordon play down by the end zone, short pass, I think it was, I forget whether it was a slant or what, but from watching that play right before Dawson kicked the short field goal, Was the throw to Gordon about where it was supposed to be? Would Gordon have scored on that play, do you think? How tough or how easy of a catch was that?
Did you know what that play was? There was a called run play that had a built-in slant on the backside. They took away the run play on the front side. We tried to make the throw. I think the throw could have been a little better, and then we need to catch that ball.
Okay. Review of
so it, the quarterback said it was that the coach, me, said it was an inaccuracy. I also said he should catch it. The quarterback coach said, yeah, you're right, it was an inaccuracy. And the receiver coach said, yeah, you know, you're right, he should have caught it.
Would he have scored? Possibly had he caught it.
I think so. Yeah. Could have. You're right on point.
Last